You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicius with you. And attention, Browns backers, check out the completely redesigned Browns backers portal. Take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. We'll go back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. We got Don in Key West with us. What's up, Don?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, had a quick question for you. I know that the Browns have a quarterback problem, and I've been watching this guy for a couple years, and I really like Nick Foles out of Philadelphia. I don't know if Philadelphia sold on him as a quarterback, but he doesn't fit Chip Kelly's kind of offense. Manziel does. Do you think there's any way we could trade for Foles and possibly throw in Manziel in a draft pick, and you think he's available? Because he's big, strong, got a good arm, and has some experience already.
I do think it is certainly possible. I don't know that he's the best, you know, fit for that offense there. So I think Nick Foles could be somebody who is available. He was brilliant, obviously, in 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. This year looked a little more human, 13 touchdowns, 10 interceptions on the season. I like Nick Foles, 6'5", 243. I wouldn't say a big arm, but a solid arm.
No, solid arm.
Can make the throws. A little bit underrated as an athlete, but certainly not a great athlete. I think that he's somebody that could be available for the right price. If Chip Kelly can get more of a quarterback that he wants in his system, I think it's certainly possible.
I agree, and I think that the one concern that why it might not be possible is Mark Sanchez, you know, the quarterback who replaced Nick Foles last season, is an unrestricted free agent. So Philly has trouble at the quarterback position if, in fact, they deal. They would get Johnny Manziel if that's a part of the package. But I don't know if I'm enamored with, you know, Johnny Manziel. If I'm Chip Kelly and all that is Johnny Manziel as a part of, you know, what he's trying to build there in Philadelphia.
Could you see him in the city of brotherly love? Like, yeah. Oh, boy. Let me ask you this question. Have you guys, can we think of a quarterback that was probably an average quarterback that's left a team and went somewhere to be like a big, big star?
That's what we talked about. That doesn't happen very often in the NFL. I mean, right? Alex Smith, but he had taken the Niners to the NFC Championship by the point he left them
right,
and had one very good season in Kansas City this year.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know how you find this quarterback. I mean,
you got to draft them or you've got to get them in free agency.
You got to give up.
For the most part, let's look at it. Look at who's there, okay? Joe Flacco, drafted by the Baltimore Ravens. Tom Brady, drafted by the New England Patriots. Tony Romo started his career with the Dallas Cowboys. Aaron Rodgers, drafted by the Green Bay Packers. Andrew Luck, drafted by the Colts. Peyton Manning came to the Broncos late in his career, is already an established one of the best in the league. Russell Wilson, drafted by the Seahawks. Cam Newton, drafted by the Carolina Panthers.
Who did Romo come after?
Who did he replace there?
Replace, yeah, when he came.
Wasn't it Bledsoe?
Was it Drew or was
I think
Drew
it was Bledsoe.
Already gone? I can't remember who he came in, but again, yeah, you're right. I mean, these guys are always in the same spot, and it's what makes them, gives them the opportunity to be good. And to actually, for these guys we're talking about, they're all stars. So I don't know. I think it's a tough thing. Do you bring in? I don't know if it's just kind of if you're moving forward or you're just taking a step to the side if you bring somebody like Nick Foles in. They got a lot of work to do. Maybe something happens. Maybe there's some trades.
Johnny Manziel was taken in the first round to be that guy. He had a very unsuccessful first season in the league, and you got to hope that he can get that turned around. I think that would be ultimately the key for him there and the key for this team. You've got to find that quarterback. I think finding a journeyman can get you, you know, you can have a year. Maybe is Trent Dilfer a guy that was, you know, you would consider Brad Johnson, who you played with, was never great, but he changed teams. Well, I was with Minnesota, with Tampa. He had some very successful seasons, but he wouldn't have been considered, you know, that prototypical franchise quarterback.
No, he was a guy that really wasn't going to get you hurt. He was going to do enough things to help you win that game. He was going to be consistent on those intermediate routes, really wasn't going to throw the deep ball, but once in a while, never did anything to get you hurt. As for Trent, you know, I think Trent's career kind of speaks for itself, too. I mean, you know, Trent started some games, you know, in a few different places, won a Super Bowl in Baltimore. But Trent's an all-star right now on television, I guess.
But I would say Brad might be one example, right? Started his career in Minnesota, then went to Washington for 2 years, then he came to Tampa and ended up winning the Super Bowl.
But doesn't a good offensive line and pieces around, a good defense, a good offensive line, and a run game have to be a part of those pictures for those guys to succeed when you talk about Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer?
There's no question. I mean, we had a really good, solid offensive line in Tampa, obviously. You know, Mike Allstott's running for big yards. Michael Pittman was Warwick Dunn for years was doing it in Tampa. But, you know, it's kind of like what Dallas is doing right now with their offensive line. They've been drafting guys in the first, second, third round here for the past few years, and it's paid big dividends. And, again, right now I think we have three really solid offensive linemen here in Cleveland. If we can get Alex Mack back and healthy, it looks like everything from the center over to the left-hand side is going to be on lockdown, and that's really impressive to see. So if we could find a piece here or there, but again, this whole thing goes back to, do we have the guy behind center to kind of make that thing come to fruition?
And I think that's the only thing that matters. I really think when the Cleveland Browns turn this thing around, it will be because they have finally found that quarterback. And I think that jersey is funny, but in my opinion, it's completely embodies the struggles of this football team and of this organization.
100%. And I think, you know, if you look back at this football season, you know, Brian Hoyer, when we got consistency out of Brian Hoyer, we were winning football games regardless of who we were playing. When there were ups and downs with Brian Hoyer is when the wheels started to fall off. And then, of course, you can point it at, you know, a lack of a run game, a lack of protection, all those things. They all go hand in hand. But if you get consistency at the quarterback position, you know, with the right pieces around you, as the point that we've tried to make about Trent Dilfer, about Brad Johnson, about guys like that, you can win a lot of football games, and you're in your division race late into December, year after year.
No question. We'll dive into this more because tomorrow will be our quarterback position review, and we'll talk about our theories on that spot, where the Browns are and what they're going to have to do. Let's go to Matt in Cleveland now. Matt, welcome to the show.
Fellas, hey, just a couple examples of quarterbacks that did win Super Bowls with the teams that they did not initially break into the league with. Drew Brees, Kurt Warner.
Drew Brees was always considered to be elite. Kurt Warner, when he was in the NFL, was elite, but they found him. The Rams found him.
There were a lot of questions about Drew Brees' shoulder, though, when he was in San Diego.
Sure.
And then also Doug Williams started with Tampa Bay and won one with
Washington.
The Redskins.
Yep, with the Redskins. Right. Yeah.
It's
been a while. I mean, Drew Brees is certainly the most recent example of the ones that you named. But in San Diego, Drew Brees was always considered to be a very good player.
Was.
It was just a matter
he
of,
was.
You know, yeah, he was.
I mean, we had an opportunity to get Phillip Rivers, you know, or actually an opportunity to get Eli Manning. But Eli didn't want to come to San Diego, so we traded him for Phillip Rivers.
Right.
If it wasn't for that injury, you know, it'd be tough to say if Drew Brees ever would have left San Diego.
It is very, yeah. And it was. I remember the shoulder injury at the end of that season kind of factored into that decision. Let's go to Lynn in Cleveland now. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good. I wanted to get your comment on, I was reading in yesterday's paper, Mary Kay Cabot's, you know, how people ask questions. And one of the things she mentioned was that, would we be willing to trade this year's first rounders, 12, 19, and one next year to move up and get Mariota?
I think that goes back to the issue. We've been talking about this for so long. I mean, could they? They could, but I don't know if that's enough assets. Yeah, I don't know. Do you think the guy's the real deal? I mean, it goes back.
I'm not sure. I'm not sold on Winston. I think Winston translates more to the NFL.
I agree with
than,
you 100%.
Than Mariota does.
And again, it goes back to if it doesn't work out, we gave up an awful lot for a guy that didn't pan out again. And that's what scares me. That's why I think if we're going to trade any draft picks, I want to go after somebody that's been a kind of a proven commodity in the National
definitive,
Football League.
Like an absolute lock to make it in the NFL.
I just don't know that those are out there. The key is, though, as we've said, you got to have that quarterback if you want to have success in the NFL. All right, we're going to wrap up our first hour. 216-578-0850. We continue to talk about that. I'll finally get to some of the news about some of the guys on the Browns staff that are being talked about as potential head coach candidates, potential general manager candidates, as the Browns staff has generated some interest around the National Football League. One, Brett Favre started with Atlanta, that's true, and was not appreciated there until he came and blossomed in Green Bay. That's a good point there, Axe Grinder Mark. All right, when we come back, we're going to get to all that, wrap up our first hour. We'll still break down these wild card games. We're just having a good time talking football. Join us, 216-578-0850.